Hey, guess what, buddy?
Another completely fucking useless holidays come and gone. This time, Valentine's Day. Now, I don't have a real big problem with Valentine's Day. It's a pretty innocuous day. I think it's kind of fucking stupid. I don't really think it has any basis in anything, and it's relatively harmless. My problem with Valentine's Day has to do with this expectation that something be done on Valentine's Day. Like, you either have to go out to dinner, you have to buy your fucking wife or girlfriend some big expensive piece of fucking jewelry. That's a crock of shit right there. That's fucking garbage. I say this from a male's perspective because generally the reverse is not true. Generally on Valentine's Day, women don't get men gifts. And fuck that. I'm just going to put my foot down right there. Fuck that. I want a gift, goddammit. Now, I don't have a Valentine or a wife or a girlfriend or any shit like that, but I'm just saying, if anybody wants to get me a Valentine's gift or any fucking gift, I will accept basically anything. Just give it to me and I'll fucking take it. I will accept your gifts. I want your gifts. I want stuff. I want free stuff. I'll accept 10s and 20s and whatever the fuck else you got. You know, maybe even a crisp handshake. I'll take that as well. Now, it's not that I have a problem with, like, romance or romantics. I'm into that shit. I'm completely on board. I just don't understand why we have to kind of set aside a day for it. And a day where you can jack up the fucking rates of your hotels and your restaurants just to get douchebags to go visit you. Fuck that shit. When I was married, my ex-wife and I didn't really do shit for Valentine's Day. I'd get her like a card, or maybe like some candy or some shit, just because I like getting gifts. I'm all for exchanging gifts. There's always a fucking good time for that, and if you want to use Valentine's Day as an excuse for that, be my fucking guest. I think that can be cool shit. I'm not a sexist, though. If you've listened to my podcast long enough, I'm in favor of the equality, baby. That's why I, Chris Johnson, have given Valentine's Day gifts to dudes as well in my lifetime. As a matter of fact, a dude that I used to work with, I got him a card one time. And I'm going to be posting it. Or did I post it? What fucking time is it? I don't know. I put it on Facebook and Twitter. How about that? Go take a look. You can take a look at it if you fucking want to take a look at it. Fucking knock yourself out. But I'll read it here now anyway, just in case you haven't seen it. I think it said love always. The love is cut out, but there's an always there. And I'm assuming if there's an always on a Valentine's Day card and there's a fucking heart on it, there's a love before the always. And then it says Happy Valentine's Day. And then I just wrote a little something myself. I wrote, Dearest Joseph, I'll suck your dick for free until midnight. After that, it'll cost you $100. Love, Chris. Now, I think that's a fair amount. Look, when Valentine's Day is in effect, you're getting free service. Afterwards, it's going to cost you the standard $100. How did that turn out? Well, let's just say I'm $100 richer today. Or maybe not today. Maybe I was $100 richer. Well, fuck it. That offer always stands, so I could be $100 richer. Fuck, I can't even speak. So goddamn excited. Must be all the servicing I've been doing. You know what I mean? That is a cum-in-mouth joke. I'll let that sink in for a little bit. You're welcome. I kind of like Valentine's Day decorations, though. I fucking love decorations, so that's still there. Now, I didn't decorate my apartment for Valentine's Day because I'm not going out and getting Valentine's Day decorations. I just like when I go to the store and there's like some shit up. Like, ooh, there's a fucking light up heart over there. That looks nice. I like shit that's going to take you out of the ordinary just for a little while. I hate the concept of Valentine's, too. You know, it was cool when you were in like second grade and you have to fucking give everybody Valentine's. That was kind of fun. You'd get some fucking like cartoon Valentine's, you just fucking pass that shit out to anybody. But sometimes people still do that. People are like, hey, will you be my Valentine? I'm like, are you fucking 13? Unless you're doing that tongue in cheek, you're a fucking nerd. Stop that. Cut that shit out. Grow the fuck up. You know what? I started that list at the beginning of the year, things that are for pussies. New Year's resolutions was the first thing on the list. I'm adding Valentine's Day to the list. Valentine's Day's for pussies. You might be thinking, hey, you just said you like some aspects of it. Eh, got a little pussy in me, I guess. You know. I'll accept that. But it's still going on the list. Valentine's Day, pussies. Fuck you. I'm not looking forward to the lame shit I'm going to see on social media, too. I'm getting to the point in my life where I don't want to see anything. I don't want to see anything on TV. I don't want to see anything in social media. I don't want to fucking see anything, like, in public. Like, I just get so pissed at all that bullshit. Like, you watch a fucking talk show and it's like, oh, this is what this dumb fucking douchebag did for his Valentine. Like, God, fuck. Like, social media, like, the fucking pictures of the fucking rose petals. Like, you people are trying to prove something. I think you guys have a shitty relationship. Why the fuck else do you have to tell me every fucking aspect of it? Oh, he got your Hershey Kisses, and he spelled I love you out in those, and then he fucking put rose petals on the bed. He sounds like he's got no penis. I'm not saying that I didn't do romantic shit when I was in a relationship. What I am saying is you didn't fucking know about it because it's none of your goddamn business. I don't know how people post that shit and not feel like huge fucking douchebags. And I'm not talking just like minor shit, little minor fucking things here and there, like, oh, that was really sweet what he did. I'm talking about that fucking deep shit. If you're going to post that shit, you might as well just post yourself fucking. Because I'll watch that. I'm interested in that. I might get a little something out of it. Unless you're going to post yourself fucking, don't post the other shit. If you're going to post the fucking rose petals, you know, to your fucking bed, I better get to see some fucking action, is all I'm saying. Hey, do you want to be my Valentine? I'm soliciting requests at Johnson Hates You. New episodes come out Sunday and Wednesdays. You can hear this on Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and some other places as well.